Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for September 17th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own decodes, if you're looking for websites where you can find Q posts, they can be found currently on QAnon.pub, QAG.news, QPost.online, and QAnon.news/Q. I also have them hosted on my website, prayingmedic.com/QAnon. You can go there and my Q decode videos are there and along with Q posts. If you are looking for information about Q, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. It's the first book in the Q Chronicles. Volume 1 covers some of the subjects that Q talked about in the first few months of the operation. A lot of information about Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Iran deal, the Clinton Foundation. There is a chapter on the NSA and Admiral Rogers. There's a chapter on General Flynn, and there is a glossary in the back of the book that has over 500 terms, abbreviations, acronyms, names of people, names of agencies you may not be familiar with, and those are decoded to the best of my ability in the back of the book. Calm Before the Storm is available on both Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And now, let's jump into today's decode. My theme for this broadcast is Be Water, Spread Fire. Q started the day yesterday with some images from this person we've seen before. On his Instagram account, he goes by Ant with the Cuts. Q posted a link to his account and a link to a specific post there and tagged FBI Portland in the post. You can see there's some images here. His car, license plate, and various pictures of him. This is actually a still image from a video that he took while he was getting a traffic stop. This person has since locked their account, but I was able to go on there before it locked it and found a few things. Q then posted a screen cap of messages sent by this person. On this message, he goes by the name Banks. It says, and they are open. The other person says, why are you all trying to burn down the courthouse? I bet you were out looting too. So this person is challenging this guy Banks about burning down courthouses and looting. And Banks didn't actually dispute that because F the feds. Good writing it up with your gang. No, but I wish I was. And that's why they're effing you guys up. Good job. I love Louis and Rolex. Weird how they aren't though. Feds already got ran out of town once, poor guys. So this guy is pretty proud of the fact that they are taking on the feds, federal law enforcement. So Q posted a screenshot of that. I don't know where this came from. I looked on this guy's Instagram account. I didn't see this post there before he locked it. I don't know if Q may have gotten it from the NSA database. I'm not sure. Don't know where it came from. This is also on his Instagram account. It's a screen cap of an article from The Blaze where there was more than 36 Chicago street gangs that reportedly were going to, they took a vow to shoot on sight any cop who had a weapon drawn. And this guy said, about damn time, also respect. So these guys, obviously, they hate police, they hate law enforcement, they're anarchists. They want to do away with all forms of authority and government. All right, Q posted a screen cap of a deleted tweet by an anarchist account on Twitter. Call for direct action after the news today. Stay safe, stay dangerous. And you have all these hashtags, Black Lives Matter, abolish ICE. And Q wrote, spread fire. This is taken from an old event, March 9th, 2015. But they were using the term here, be water, spread fire. And the account deleted that tweet and then came up with an apology for why they put that out. They said that Be Water, Spread Fire is something that's been said for a while. They didn't think about what was going on in Oregon when they posted it, so they said. Be Water, Spread Fire is a phrase that has been used quite a bit during the current revolution. They spray painted it on the Kenosha County Courthouse. After Jacob Blake was shot and there was a lot of fires there. And this account on Twitter tweeted out, Be Water, Spread Fire, hashtags Kenosha protests, Kenosha riots, picture of a burning building. So Q posted this screen cap from an Anon. Anon said, looks like this Banks dude has his truck filled to set fires too. You can see there's bottles of water in here, but there's also gas cans. And this is taken from this guy's Instagram account, where he was, someone on there was saying, oh, getting ready to go set fires. So that was actually picked up by Hive 7 on Twitter. And then this Anon said, be water, spread fire. They're using the cover of sharing water and bringing water to first responders as cover to move around spreading fire. Sick bastards. Right, that's what they do. If you look at, I looked in this guy's Instagram account, and they were all talking about, and this Twitter account too. I looked at their tweets, and they're all talking about bringing water to these events, to first responders and people. But what they're, it seems like what they're doing is they're using that as a way to get into the scene. And then once they're in the area, they can start lighting fires. So Q posted this yesterday, add it all up, virus, riots, organized, Antifa, fires, the why. Link to a YouTube video, and before I continue this post, we're going to listen to this video.
Someone who's been watching all of this is Darren Beatty. He's a former speechwriter for President Trump. He works now with Revolver News, the website. He says this is part of a familiar plan. In a recent piece, Revolver argued that Democratic operatives, including some who testified during the impeachment proceedings, are adopting the same tactics that U.S. intel agencies used to start so-called color revolutions in places like Ukraine. Darren Beatty joins us tonight to explain. Darren, thanks so much for coming on. So, for our viewers who are not familiar with the color revolutions in Eastern Europe, state as clearly as you can what you think is going on right now in this election. What's the end game for Democrats?
Yes, thank you for having me. Many have described the actions taken against Trump as a coup. And this is certainly correct, but it's a little bit general and vague. What's unfolding before our eyes is a very specific type of coup called the color revolution. It's a regime change model favored by many in our national security apparatus, particularly against Eastern European countries, to overthrow target regimes that they don't like. One model, which is not the color revolution model, is purely sending a bunch of troops into a country and removing by military force a leader you don't like. That's like the Iraq model.
Right.
The color revolution model is a little bit more delicate and subtle. It has several characteristics, but the chief characteristics of it is a combination of an engineered contested elections scenario combined with massive mobilized protests, which they call, as a term of art, peaceful protests and acts of civil disobedience. If that sounds familiar, it gets even better. It's not only the same strategies and tactics used against Trump that's used against Eastern European dictators that our national security apparatus doesn't like. It's literally the same people who are color revolution professionals who have a long history of using these same tactics against foreign leaders they don't like to use against democratically elected President Donald Trump. It's the same people using the very same playbook. Now, I'd like to talk about one of the key figures in this operation, a nexus point not only between color revolutions overseas and the color revolution against Trump, but a nexus point between lawfare and mass mobilization and so-called peaceful protests. This is a man by the name of Norm Eisen. Norm Eisen is a key legal hatchet man, Democrat operative, former Obama ethics czar, believe it or not. And he is also a key architect of nearly every effort to censor, sue, impeach, and overthrow the president. He is the author of, in fact, a color revolution playbook, literally called the playbook. And one of the items he calls for in his playbook to overthrow regimes overseas he doesn't like is engineering election fraud scenarios, using election fraud to engineer mass protests to question the legitimacy of the target leader. Norm Eisen has a long and checkered history going all the way back to his days at Crew, which is a lawfare arm. He's been behind over 180 lawsuits against Trump. He authored 10 articles of impeachment before the president's phone call was even made. He was special counsel to the Democrats for the impeachment process. He was literally involved in every aspect of this color revolution against Trump. His latest act, and perhaps his greatest act coming up, is to use lawfare in order to overturn the 2020 election using various legal theories, principally his theory about
Norm Eisen. Remember the name. I'm sorry, Darren, we're out of time. I appreciate that. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Now, in light of the information in that video, just going to continue with what Q said here. Make no mistake, they will not concede on election night. Make no mistake, they will contest this legally in battleground states. Make no mistake, they will project doubt in the election results. Make no mistake, they will organize massive riots and attempt Anarchy 99 design. Playbook known, Q. All right, so this is what we're up against. They are not going to concede the election. They're already sowing doubt about the possibility that we could even have a decision on election night. And there's this narrative going that they're going to have to force Trump out of office if he loses the election. So they're going to be doing demonstrations, protests, and riots right up until and after the election, more than likely. Anarchy 99 Design. 99 Designs is a website where you can purchase logos and art from freelance graphic designers. A lot of people use it to get book covers made. I don't think Q is suggesting that 99 Designs or their people are involved in the plot. I think it's just kind of a reference to anarchists who serve as freelance terrorists for hire. And I think that's what Q is talking about. And right on cue, Hillary Clinton is demanding social media censorship because of election misinformation. And she's also stoking fears about election integrity. So she tweeted this up. We can have democracy, or we can have social media networks that allow the spread of weaponized disinformation about our elections. But we can't have both. Facebook, Twitter, and Google can and must act before the damage is done. So Hillary is demanding that social media platforms censor people who share opinions she doesn't agree with, because that's their form of democracy. It's actually fascism. They want to silence anyone who opposes them. She tweeted a link to accountabletech.org, and Julian's Rum picked up on it. He said she literally gave us a timeline of their planned censorship rollout, and you can see September 14th, they're going to be calling for certain measures, including censorship. October 1st, implement a platform to get poll watchers involved. October 20th, advertising standards go into effect, and November 3rd. Implement violence prevention pre-clearance. So they've got this all mapped out. And Anon posted a screen cap of a tweet from Josh Kaplan. Attorney General Barr advised prosecutors to consider charging violent protesters with sedition. And that is from this article. And actually, there's a phone call Barr had with federal prosecutors, suggesting that they aggressively charge protesters with federal crimes if possible, including sedition. Key responded with this: the media is complicit, fact checkers created to reinforce the same narrative, propaganda, they themselves created. Social media, censor, terminate, silence, anti-narrative accounts. Echo, system of control, their mission to keep the public controlled and in the dark, information warfare. It can be proven that the media and social media companies knowingly participated in an attempt to overthrow the government. They could be prosecuted under 18 U.S. Code 2385. Whoever with intent to cause the overthrow or destruction of any such government prints, publishes, edits, issues, circulates, sells, distributes, or publicly displays any written or printed matter advocating, advising, or teaching the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying any government in the United States by force or violence or attempts to do so. So that describes the media, and it potentially describes social media companies if they're advocating for this color revolution to overthrow the government. Q wrote, "Why did it take an outsider to finally deliver the start of peace in the Middle East? Why did it take an outsider to finally deliver the start of peace in the Middle East? News coverage? Front pages? Why isn't the media extolling the virtues of President Trump's peace plans?" I listened to a couple of reporters the other day who said that it's kind of foolish for Trump to say he's got a peace plan because the countries weren't at war. So they like to downplay this. Q writes, "Missile strikes, attempt to terminate, peace doesn't sell, war, fear does, dollar signs, evil and corruption at the highest levels, Q." Q wrote, "Missile strikes, attempts to terminate," could be reference to some rocket attacks in the Gaza Strip the same day that they were doing the peace signing. I'm not sure, but I think that might be what it was in reference to. Q posted a link to a tweet, and this tweet contains a short video from Defense Secretary Esper. I'll let you listen to this.
"Meanwhile, in space, Moscow and Beijing have turned a once peaceful arena into a warfighting domain. They have weaponized space through killer satellites, directed energy weapons, and more, in an effort to exploit our systems and chip away at our military advantage."
And then Q posted a link to a YouTube video. This is a coronavirus expert explaining why she believes COVID-19 is an engineered virus. Let you listen to this video.
Li Mengyan is the virologist who says she has evidence about where this pandemic actually came from. Give us, for a non-scientific audience, a summary of why you believe this virus came from a lab in Wuhan, please.
Okay, briefly, from my first report, I can present the solid scientific evidence to our audience that this virus, COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 virus, actually is not from nature. It is a man-made virus created in the lab based on the China military discover and owned the very unique bat coronavirus, which cannot affect people, but after the modification, becomes a very harmful virus at now. So I have evidence to show why they can do it, what they have done, how did they do it.
So what you're saying is much more sinister even than we've suggested on this show, than Tom Cotton, so than almost anyone suggested. You're saying that the Chinese government manufactured this virus, if I'm hearing you correctly. That's what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Based on the virus genome, it's basically like our fingerprint. So you can see the very unusual characters in their genome, which clearly, based on the other evidence they left during the modification, we can say finally this is exactly the one come from their own special bat coronavirus and then target human.
What you're alleging is shocking more even than I anticipated when we invited you on. So I just want to ask the most obvious question, which is this genome presumably is in the possession of many researchers around the world. Why is nobody saying this if it's true?
Yeah. Why there is nobody want to see it? It's because of the big suppression come from the Chinese Communist Party government and also their friend in scientific world. So basically, this is very clearly that this virus is like Frankenstein. So he created those things like basically a cow has deer's head, has rabbit's ear, and also have monkey's hand. So they can never get it from the nature. And there were evidence left in the genome. But the scientific world also keeps silence, work together with Chinese Communist Party. They don't want the people to know this truth. Also, that's why I get suspended, I get suppression. I am the target that Chinese Communist Party want to be disappeared.
You're a brave person. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt and assuming you're not an anti-Chinese racist. So it's not clear why Twitter would shut you down or why you're being ignored by the rest of the U.S. media.
All right. And Anon posted a screen cap of a tweet by Catherine Herridge alongside an opinion about the use of intelligence that was obtained through the surveillance of Carter Page and those FISA warrants. And all right, so Catherine Herridge tweeted this out, omissions plus the court has found violations of the government's duty of candor in all four, my emphasis, applications. And then there's a link to this document. In a newly declassified opinion issued by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, it was classified. John Ratcliffe, DNI, decided to declassify it and make it public. FISA court chose to restrict the government's retention, use, and disclosure of information that was unlawfully obtained from the surveillance of Carter Page. That's kind of a summary there. And it's really long. You can check it out yourself, but that's basically what it says. Q then reposted a drop from January. And in it, he predicted that all surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign was going to be found to have had insufficient predication to establish probable cause. So we're moving in that direction. I think eventually we're going to find that out. The video that I showed you about Defense Secretary Esper was part of a longer discussion on military readiness. Q posted a link to a longer video with Defense Secretary. It's about 11 minutes long. Q indicated we should listen at the 1:35 mark. So we'll listen to that now.
However, our near-peer rivals, China and Russia, seek to erode our long-standing dominance in air power through long-range fires, anti-axis aerial denial systems, and other asymmetric capabilities designed to counter our strengths. Meanwhile, in space, Moscow and Beijing have turned a once peaceful arena into a warfighting domain. They have weaponized space through killer satellites, directed energy weapons, and more, in an effort to exploit our systems and chip away at our military advantage. Furthermore, our competitors and adversaries exploit cyberspace to undermine our security without confronting our conventional strengths. They do this all in an increasingly gray zone of engagement that keeps us in a perpetual state of competition. The National Defense Strategy guides us as we adapt the force to this challenging, complex security environment by first, divesting from legacy systems, second, reinvesting in our highest priorities, and third, making the tough choices required to break from the status quo and continue outpacing the competition.
And then Q posted a second link. This is about directed energy weapons and the military. And Q wrote, military satellite applications. And that is this video, which explains some of the advancements made by the U.S. military in the field of directed energy weapons, specifically high-energy lasers and high-powered microwaves. Moving along, Q posted a July 2019 headline about a modeling agency used by Victoria's Secret after they were accused of supplying girls to Jeffrey Epstein. And so I wonder if Q is hinting that this might be returning to the headlines. I don't know. Not sure why Q posted this. And then Q posted these pictures. Prince Andrew, photo on the left, shows him with a young Virginia Roberts Gouffre and Ghislaine Maxwell in the background. This picture here was taken while Prince Andrew was on a vacation on Jeffrey Epstein's yacht, and we don't know who this person is. Q also posted this picture. It is Bill Clinton and Shante Davies. Shante Davies is one of the people who has made formal complaints of sexual assault against Jeffrey Epstein and his accomplices. And then yesterday, Q posted this picture. It's a Mickey Mouse clock. This Mickey Mouse clock is actually for sale on Amazon. And you might note that the minutes here are red. That's actually just a stock image from where this clock can be found. I don't know what the reference to this is, other than maybe Disney might be on the clock and some inconvenient truths might be coming about them. All right, this morning, Q posted a link to an article from a Turkish newspaper and wrote, "Sometimes non-domestic sources of information provide a more accurate report." If you go to this article, it has information about far-right and far-left extremist groups partnering with Kurdish fighters and together fighting groups like ISIS. Now, when I first saw this the other day, I was like, okay, why would members of Antifa want to go and fight ISIS? Well, the article explains, terrorist groups justify their actions by creating a narrative that portrays them as freedom fighters, anti-fascist, anti-authoritarian, anti-communist, claiming to bring about justice by way of their own terrorist acts against groups like ISIS. So it's really just a way to build credibility. And Anon responded to Q and said, "I'm not turning a blind eye, just waiting for justice to arrive. Let it be soon, please." Q responded with this post, and it is a repost of a drop from May where Q said, "Antifa mapping started a long time ago," and then the more current post was, "But even before riots exploded across the United States in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, federal and local officials have long been investigating the inner workings and revenue stream of the anarchist left-wing outfit, and arrests among its highest ranks may be imminent." And Anon responded to the Q's post about Antifa mapping. That's very reassuring. Q responded, "This should be also." All right, so in June, Q posted this, "We stand, we fight together, organized riots being planned." So Q was warning us months ago that these riots were coming. "Countermeasures in place. Resistance is far smaller than portrayed by the mainstream media. Attacks will intensify. You collectively are a massive threat. Censorship is being applied to scale down our impact and our reach. It's failing. Trust yourself. Public awakening. Q." Why do social media platforms artificially decrease the number of follows, likes, retweets, subscribers, and views of our videos? Why do they shadow ban us? Why do they remove videos and posts and suspend certain accounts? Why are certain people being deplatformed by their web hosting services? Why do they manipulate trending topics? It's because they've lost control and we are a threat. This afternoon, Q posted this. And this is advice on how to get our message out and avoid the censorship that is being used against us. So Q writes, "Focus on content, information, research for yourself." Now we have a word, gatekeeper, noun, and here's a definition. "A person that controls access as to information, often acting as an arbiter of quality or legitimacy. An open internet allows innovators to bypass traditional gatekeepers and promote their work on its own merit." Then we have other words for gatekeeper, a guardian or a monitor. Now Q gives us some advice. Deploy camouflage. Q has talked about this before, about us camouflaging our posts on social media so it doesn't look like we're overtly talking about Q. drop all references regarding Q or QAnon, etc., to avoid being banned or terminated, censorship installed. Algorithms, sniffers, bypass. Keep charging Midnight Riders, and this is in reference to Paul Revere's Midnight Ride. Delivery of free information, bypass controlled media narrative, Q. So Anand said multiple meanings exist. Get rid of the Q references on social media. Simply provide the information that is provided. And that is good advice. And Anand posted this. If somebody comes to accept the truth or swallows a red pill without knowing it was associated with Q, then they do so unpolluted by the media's bias regarding QAnon. Bypass prejudice makes sense. That's what Anand was all about, right? Nobody cares about ranks or names or upvotes or e-stardom. The content of your posts should speak for itself. It's about ideas. Then Q posted, rig for red. And that means we may not be hearing from Q for a while. He usually goes off the board for about a week or more after he posts rig for red. This is a calendar here of Q's posts. In March of 2020, Q posted rig for red on Monday the 9th. And we didn't hear from Q again until the 21st. And in November of 2019, Rig for Red, November 2nd, there was about a week where we didn't hear from Q. So I'm expecting that maybe we won't hear from Q for a while. And that does get us caught up to Q for today. If this broadcast has encouraged you, you might want to subscribe to my channel. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, the link to my Patreon page is in the description box. The link to my book, Calm Before the Storm, is also in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. I love you all. Take care, and I will catch you when Q returns on the next broadcast.